This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Just because there is not enough going on in Washington this week, Congress is back from its Thanksgiving break, and Republicans are doing their best to tweak their tax plan to get enough votes to get the thing through the Senate. That means political horse trading, and in a new report from the Congressional Budget Office this weekend, what it's going to mean dollars-wise to repeal the Obamacare individual mandate as the Senate bill as it stands now does. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on how the CBO sees the numbers.
The CBO looked at how repealing the mandate and other tax bill changes might play out across various income levels.
In the early years, it would hurt low-income families.
Elizabeth Lauer-Bosch is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
It would have modest positive effects for some middle-income families, and it would give huge benefits to the wealthiest families.
The numbers look particularly bad for those towards the bottom of the income scale, says Luke Schaefer, director of the Poverty Solutions Project at the University of Michigan.
For households below $30,000, in just the next few years, they're going to see sort of their net benefits decrease.
The CBO argument is that without the mandate, poor people who leave Obamacare won't get the subsidy benefits, therefore will see an overall loss in how much they get from the government.
They will, quote unquote, lose money. If they choose to leave Obamacare, they will no longer get an Obamacare reimbursement check.
Brian Riedel of the Manhattan Institute disagrees with the way the CBO ran these numbers.
That is scored as a tax increase, oddly, but it's not something where it's actually costing these people any money.
So while the benefits of the Senate tax plan still skew towards the wealthy, it doesn't necessarily mean the poor will be paying more out of pocket. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.